For the next two broadcasts, you'll hear the story of Shickley, Nebraska, a town of just over 300 that has raised over $2 million for local projects in just 10 years. I encourage you not only to listen here, but also to our full interview on the scenic route, found online at AmericanCountryside.com. The story of Shickley is after this.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
Shickley is a rural town of 340 people in southern Nebraska. In 2001, the Shickley Community Foundation began to grow its ability to serve the local citizens. Richard Walter says it all began with one family and a grant.
We received a challenge grant of $105,000 from the Wilkins family, who owned the bank here in town. In raising the match money for that $105,000 we raised, including their $105,000, we raised almost $270,000. That got us started.
The $300,000 endowment allowed the Shickley Community Foundation to use the interest to make grants to local organizations.
I think last fall when we made our grants, that put us over $135,000 in grants that we put out in the community over the last 10, 11 years.
Not bad for a town of just over 300, and due to a new challenge grant, they believe their endowment will grow to $1 million in another year, meaning they will have $50,000 per year to spend on local projects.
The matching grants have been very, very powerful tools for us. And if somebody says they're going to give us $100,000 like the Wilkins did, the people living in the community are darn well going to make sure we don't let that money get out of town.
The community has been proactive in helping keep and raise money in the community.
One of our area bankers always tells a story, you know, he says, I just get tired of people coming into town for a funeral at 10 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They're at the bank cashing all the CDs in, and we see their taillights heading out of town, and that's the last we see of it.
But why are they so successful? That story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Shickley, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.